I wanted to say thank you so much for having Andrew Fletcher.
Andrew Fletcher?
The guy who talked about the incline bed.
Oh, the incline bed guy.
I mean, this is a show worth listening to over and over until you get it. I've never been 97 in the day.
I'll be done.
For years on the pulse oximeter. I was 94 day in and day out. And old people, Patrick, old people would come to see me because they were, I can't breathe right, doc. And they'd be 98. And I would just think, how can this be?
How can this be?
You know, that I'm 94 all the time.
How could you be 94 on the...
So I'm going to tell you, this is after 2 weeks of incline bed therapy.
My oxygen
has improved. So everybody think about going down to the local pharmacy and buying one of these little pulse oximeters that fits on your finger. It'll tell you your pulse. It'll tell you what percentage of your blood cells have oxygen in them.
So that's what the number is, the percentage of your blood that has oxygen.
So that means 97% of my blood cells have, red blood cells have oxygen on them. You have to flip it, your finger the other way. Yeah.
Oh, you got
it. Then you have to push the little black button.
Okay.
And so it also tells you your pulse, so you can do a little food allergy test with it, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't have to hold your pulse. And so if you're like me and you're down around 95, 94, then there's a test that I figured out accidentally on myself. And so while you have the thing on your finger, you flop yourself down on the couch and put your feet up on the end of the couch so your legs are elevated and watch it for a full 60 seconds. And before I started doing incline bed therapy, my oxygen saturation would drop to 79.
What is that? What did that
putting
tell
you? My legs up in that I've that deep inside my legs, I have some varicose veins where blood accumulates and doesn't come back up to the heart, and it has no oxygen in it to speak of. And so when I put my legs up, that blood actually comes back up to the heart, gets pumped out to my finger, and it registers this. Just, I mean, the thing starts to alarm and beep, you know, if you get to 90.
You know,
and so
funny.
That doesn't happen anymore after 2 weeks of incline bed therapy.
And you just put your bed 6 inches up.
And I can say it to people. I can say it to people over and over. I can say, you just put the head of your bed 6 inches higher than the feet. So, okay, doc, I think I got it. So I put my feet 6 inches higher than my head. See, everybody thinks that's the way to get varicose vein blood out of your
just
legs.
The opposite, yeah.
It's just the opposite of what we would think.
Which is what Fletcher talked about.
Yes, and he talked about that beautiful experiment, how he could get fluid to go up 24 meters, seemingly against gravity. And that's how our body's designed, is to keep fluid moving that way by never being exactly reclined, but to have the head slightly up all the time. So
yeah, I've had mine up since we've talked to him, you know, about a week after, and I like it. I like sleeping like that. I like the way it feels.
I mean, we have to get rid of the satin sheets, but that's about the only side effect.
Huh?
Well, you can slide off the end of the bed.
It just depends on who you're with. it's advantages, you know, but we won't go there. That's so interesting. Yeah, we have a lot of folks that are trying it, and I think we'll wait another month or so, maybe in September, and then have folks.
But I have actual numbers.
Yeah,
and so if you get this pulse oximeter, call in and let us know if you have the same results I do.
Yeah.
Because I was 94 all the time, and now I'm 96 and 97.
Isn't that amazing?
Incline bed therapy. And he said it would improve the oxygenation. He said it would empty out the varicose veins. It looks like that's actually physically happening. So
why did the veins pull down like that? Do you know the cause of that?
So, of course, on a physical level, there's some pressure usually in the abdomen area that can be from constipation.
Mm-hmm.
The classic one is pregnancy, of course, when there's a baby here and the blood can't go.
That's why the gals get the varicose veins.
Yeah, the blood can't come up from the legs. But I'll tell you, and I told this before, my father, when he would stand up for more than 5 minutes, it looked like he had dark purple socks on about halfway up to his knees.
My goodness.
But he had no visible varicose veins externally. It was the deep ones on the inside that couldn't be seen, that they had swollen so much and they would pool this blood and it'd run out of oxygen and turn purple. So when I looked it up in the Recall Healing book, It's just amazing. How do people know these things? I mean, this is...
I know.
How do people know these things? So the big event that happened in my father's life is one day he's a four-year-old boy and he comes home from whatever, and his mama's gone, and she never comes back home.
Oh, my goodness.
Took his older sister, and she never came back home. Varicose veins, blood down in the legs, doesn't want to come back home to the heart because mom is not there. That's one of the classic stories.
Wow.
And it was just kind of one of those moments like, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So that happened.
Yeah, that actually happened, and that story matches what happened with him. He didn't want to wear those Jope's toes. That's the other thing I would mention, that when I put on the Jope's toes, those tight leg things, of course, it changed the pulse oximeter numbers just like the inclined bed therapy does. But who wants to wear those?
Yeah.
They squash the toes against each other. If you don't keep your toenails just right, they dig into the side of your toes. Talk about wearing something hot in the summer in Texas, a pair of Jope's toes.
Not good.
I mean, just sweat would pour down my body. You know, I'd have to take a change of clothes everywhere I went. But it worked. But now I don't need to wear them. Because I did the inclined bed therapy, is what it looks like. So y'all let me know if that works the same way for you.
You know, it's interesting you said about the toes. In a couple times over the last year, remember I had my right leg, I'd get that, what do you call that, edema? A little bit of edema? And that's the same thing, right?
It is. The fluid's getting stuck down there.
Mm-hmm. And I took some herbs and horsetail. No, it wasn't horsetail. Horse chestnut.
Horse chestnut. Butcher's broom. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Stuff, and butcher's broom and my... acupuncturist gave me some Vasculin, which is kind of a nice product. And so I was talking about it on the radio, and Adam Bergstrom, he sends me a blog or something that he said, well, you could do it another way too, that all you do, and I've done it, I would do it in yoga, and you take you move your toes as far back as you can, right? The toes, as far back as you can on each foot. And then you squish them together and move your feet in like this.
Pigeon-toed.
Pigeon-toed, the opposite of Charlie Chaplin, which is this way. You know, Charlie Chaplin stood like this.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of Charlie Chaplin. And one day I was getting a little bit of that puffiness in my right. As you can even see, my right is a little
bit... Oh, yeah, it is a little puffier than the left.
A little puffier because not as many veins are showing. Probably it's a girl thing, right? The right side. It's always about a girl. And it's always about a girl. And, you know, I play with that on my yoga pose, and about 3 or 4 hours after I did it, after I had that little edema going on, it went away just by doing that, just by bringing my toes back and doing that. So he said it's a pressure thing. He said it's just like you were saying. I don't know how it works with the toes, but it's got something to do with the toes.
Yeah. It does. It does. And interestingly...
Maybe that's what the socks do,
mm-hmm.
In a sense. Maybe they squish them together or something like that.
A lot of paraplegic folks have to wear Jope's toes because they don't have any autonomic tone down in their lower extremities. And so the blood will always pool in them, so they have to wear the tight hose.
I'll be done.
In order to not pass out when you sit them up.
And you would think, intuitively, that while doing like a shoulder stand like I do with my yoga in yoga and getting the blood to go down is the way to do it, but it's not really. It's not, is it?
It's not. And Andrew Fletcher explained it so clearly, I don't think I can do it, and I would just encourage people to do that.